morning.
How have things progressed since we last talked to you a week ago?
Well, I think, as I said last week, there's some good and there's plenty of bad. So did a lot of situational work this morning, and it's good for us to be aware of the situations, and I wish we executed better in some of them, but it's something I know Coach Belichick stresses for us. And we got some good work at it today, so I'm sure it'll come up this Friday.
How is it having Dante Stallings on the field?
It's good. It's good. It's exciting. I know he's been dying to get out here, so, it's still early in camp, and you'd hate to go out there and re-aggravate anything, so. But he's out here, and, it's nice to see him in pads. He was number 18 out here. It's a new guy, so. He's happy to be out here, too.
You guys are friends from California?
Yeah.
How did that develop?
He's from Sacramento. So, I've always known about Dante. And always, whenever I've seen him, we always have connected really well. So, another California guy out here. We got three quarterbacks from California. And to add a few receivers, it's kind of nice.
Is it hard to get one guy back like Dante and then not have Randy, too? So, having everybody on the field for yourself.
Yeah, and at some point that's going to happen. But, the nice part is that, when Randy's not in there, other guys get in there and are able to make some adjustments, some plays. And that's what happens over the course of the season, too. So part of it's being able to adjust and guys playing different positions with some position flexibility. But, if one guy's not out there, then the other guys have to fill in and try to do the best we can do to kind of fill that spot. But, Randy was hopefully he'll be out here soon.
Last week you said you felt like you were still 22 after 2 weeks of camp.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like
no. 49 right now. So everything's sore. And, I think it's a little different schedule this year, too, with the two practices one day and then the one and two, which is pretty good for the players because it gives your body a little bit of time to rest. But, we practiced for 12 straight days, so I think Marm, after 12 straight days, was calling for a break, so I'm glad we got that.
How was your birthday? You turned 30.
Yeah, definitely 30 now, so it's a nice birthday.
Tom, how valuable was spring camp for you and the new guys? I mean, I know last year you had guys shuffling in and out. Was it valuable to have these guys here for mini camp and get some work and see hit the ground running at this point?
Yeah, sure was. Yeah. It sure was. And I think we got a lot of good work in that, in those camps, because Dante was out there, Randy was out there, so it's quite a bit of work that we put in that you can kind of go back to. And even a lot of the cut-ups we watch and the stuff we're doing, we look back on the camps to see the differences that we were doing then and how we've adjusted now. So all that was good work. And for the most part, I mean, all these guys have been pretty healthy. So, I mean, aside from, Randy and then Dante, but it's been pretty good thus far.
Do you watch tape of them from their other teams at all or no?
Sure.
You will?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like to see their strengths and I like to see – how guys are playing them. I've seen a lot of stuff on Ranty, on Dante. Obviously, Wes has killed us for 3 years, so seen plenty of that firsthand.
Yeah.
I think all that helps. Stuff to look back on and try to work through.
How would you assess where you are chemistry-wise with each of the new guys, with Randy, with Wes, with Dante, with Kelly?
I think it's really a work in progress. I think there's some things we're doing better. I was happy, even though Randy got hurt on the play, I overthrew him for the first time in about 4 months. So, you realize you can, you got to really put the ball out there for him because he just tracks it down so easy. And, with Dante, the work we put in the spring, I mean, he adds a different element to what we're doing. Wes is so quick in the slot. So we're just trying to find a role for those guys and trying to incorporate what they do well into our offense. And hopefully that makes us, more of a threat. We can run the ball. We can play action pass. We can do a variety of things.
How do you feel you were starting to click with Randy? That particular practice, it looked like, you seemed to get to the next level. Did you feel that way, before you got hurt?
Well, I think in some respects we were definitely doing things better. It was only like 9 practices. So I think there's probably about 30 to 35 practices before the first game. So we could use all of them. But until he gets completely healthy, it's not really worth it to come out here and miss a game 5 weeks from now to try to practice for a day.
How do you feel about being 30? Your birthday was last Friday, right?
Yeah. I feel good. It was a great birthday. My parents came out, kind of surprised me. So it was fun to be with them, and I had my sisters and my nieces, so we had a great time.
A lot of athletes peak at that age. Do you feel like you're in that category?
At 30? Oh, man. So I'm waiting for that 40th. Vinny's 43, so if Vinny can play till he's 43, hopefully I can play at least half of that, 37, 38. So. Now, I play as long as I can. Everyone always says, you know, don't you want to retire? Don't you want to get hurt? You're going to get hurt. I said, you know, there's nothing more fun than this. So I'm going to play as long as I can until they – know, take my locker down in there. I'm going to be coming in every day.
Was it just coincidence that you guys had the day off so you could celebrate your birthday the next day, and the next day you didn't go to Belichick and say, hey?
No, I don't think he gives a crap. You guys know him? No way.
Oh,
yeah, no way. It just felt like that this year. It's kind of the same schedule as last year where we practiced for a weekend and gave us a few days off. So I'm glad it fell on this day. I guess it won't happen for another 6 years.
Tom, are you in the role that Matson now?
You know, I came out every day and just tried to improve, and I stayed after practice and tried to put work in with the other guys who weren't getting a whole lot of repetitions. And you know, anytime you're in that spot, that game experience is extremely valuable. But you got to treat the practice like you treat the games. So when you get out in the games, I mean, it's just an extension of what you've done out here, and you really build confidence out here. So, I mean, I still do that now, and hopefully, you know, as a quarterback group this preseason, you know, we're in there making the right decisions and leading the team, and it's quite a bit of communication that goes on from the quarterback position. So I got a lot of confidence in Matt and what he does when he's in there, and Matt Gutierrez has done a great job. So you know, it's going to be a very good quarterback group.
About that first preseason.
I mean, I never would imagine any of this stuff would have happened. So it's been a wild ride. It's been 30 great years. So I hope for another 30 like this. That'd be pretty exciting.
Tom, do you expect to play any on Friday at all? Would you like to?
I hope so, yeah. All this practice and no playing, that would suck.
That'd be awful. He didn't play the first preseason.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and how
my arm was sore.
Are you anxious to see game conditions finally after passing camps, training, mini camps, and training camps? Is that where you really find out how well you can click?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you put a lot of work into the practice, and there's a lot of things that click in practice, but under game conditions, it's different because everyone's live, everyone's hitting. I mean, the play action fakes work a lot better when you're out here because you can't tackle the guys, and the play actions don't work so well. So it's nice to see how the offense is kind of developing. So that only works when you play, you know, teams that haven't seen what you're doing every day in practice. And when you play Rodney, I mean, you can't run the same play on Rodney twice because he just sniffs it out. So, you know, we haven't had a screen working, you know, in training camp all out, you know, the entire camp. So to get out there and do that under live conditions is going to be good for us.
So to change the subject, are you a father yet? What can you tell us?
I got no updates.
No updates?
No updates.
So nothing for
him? No.
Okay. Tom, you mentioned that how much you appreciate the game. It's frustrating when you see players don't appreciate the game as much as you do.
Everybody takes a different approach. I mean, I know how much fun I have out here with my teammates and how much fun that we have coming out here to prepare and especially winning. So everybody loves winning. I know that. Every guy in this locker room. And it's a very hard-working group. So, you know, if we continue to work the way we've been working and come out here with a good attitude, then, you know, hopefully we'll win a couple games this year.
Tom, forgive my ignorance on this. What is your history with Dante? You mentioned that a little bit, that you've known him through charity events or whatever. I'm just wondering a little bit more on that.
I've seen Dante a bunch of times. He's in California, so I followed him in high school, and I followed him at Tennessee. You know, obviously with the Saints, I mean, he's always been a very dynamic player. So Donovan McNabb says a lot of great things about him. I'm friends with Donovan, too. You know, he's a fun guy to have around, so. Hopefully he comes out here and he's able to practice and improve with the team. And, you know, he's already quite a bit behind because we've been out here for all these practices without him. But I know he's anxious to be out here.
Does it give you a leg up at all knowing him, even if it's just a cursory knowledge of him?
Sure.
You know, before he got here?
It does. Because, you know, all these relationships that you have, you develop over time. And Dante and I have known each other for 4 years. So, you know, when he comes in, it's not like, hey, I'm Dante and I'm Tom. And we've seen each other out a bunch of times. And we always enjoy being around one another. So, thanks, guys.